What's good, guys? It's your girl, Shira J, and y'all are now tuned in with Vent Podcast. Hey, guys. So today I want to speak about whether being dismissive is a positive thing or whether it's a negative thing. For me, it's dependent on how you use it. You know, if you're a person that's using being dismissive to be rude to people or to use it as a way, as a tool to ignore important things in your life, that's really not a good thing. That's something that can hurt you badly, you know. You're constantly ignoring and being dismissive towards things that you need to face in your life. That's never a good thing. You know, and I think a lot of people always tend to associate the word dismissive with just those traits. You know, I was having a conversation with my friend and he was just like, you know, you're always so serious and dismissive all the time. And I was just like, well, you know, like, what am I dismissive? What do you feel as if I'm dismissive to? You know, and after he gave his examples, I was just like, okay, well, you know, I explained, like, I'm a person who have a very short tolerance for bullshit and stupidity. So, to a lot of people, you know, I may come off as dismissive because I just don't have the tolerance or the patience for things that just simply don't make sense to me. You know, and I just explained that the beauty of life is, and the beauty of being dismissive, and I think that everybody has the right to be dismissive, and everybody should be dismissive. And should be picky when it comes down to certain things and certain people or certain topics and certain energies that's around you, you know. And if I feel as if a conversation is not benefiting my mind and it's negative or it's going to start an argument, I will use my dismissiveness, you know. For me, being dismissive has given me less stress in my life. So for me, you know, it's really not a bad thing. But, you know, it's just like that is the beauty of life. We do not have to tolerate. We do not have to sit around in somebody's energy if we don't want to. We are able to get up and walk away from the table, you know. And that goes back to my other podcast, the other episode where I spoke about things that are not serving us purpose. It's like, why would I sit here and listen to bullshit? Or why would I sit here and be around unwanted energy if I don't have to? So if me being dismissive offends you, I really don't know what to say. If me being the bigger person, which I feel, to say, okay, well, you know what, we're going to wrap this conversation up and we're not going to speak about this anymore. You know, if that bothers you, I really don't know what to say. But I know that is my job and it's my duty to protect my energy. I'm responsible for myself. I'm responsible for my happiness. So I have to do what it is that I need to do. So for me, being dismissive is really nothing wrong with it. You know, I mean, if you are using it, you got to be careful how you use it. You know, if you are using being dismissive in a manipulative way to get out of important talks with your mate and things like that, or just facing life, period, then you are definitely cheating yourself. But if you're using being dismissive in a way to avoid certain situations and to navigate you through life, because every battle is really not worth fighting. We have to really pick and choose what battles to fight, because every battle, we cannot fight every battle in life. I've learned that. My mother always told me, Sherry, you cannot fight every person that don't like you. You cannot fight every person that don't agree with you. And it's so true. So, yeah, I would definitely love for you guys to give me your feedback and definitely drop your opinions down low. Drop it down low. But thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you guys have a blessed, positive day, and use that dismissiveness to dismiss the motherfucking bullshit out your way. Yes. Yes, my loves. Okay, great day.